John.
Hello, Daddy. Say, you look terrible.
Haven't slept a wing for 3 nights.
What, has the heat got you?
Oh, partly. My wife took ropes beer for a visit to her mother and left me with Snooks.
Oh.
Then came this hospital together with insomnia.
Well, didn't you see a doctor?
Yes, he told me to eat something very light if I couldn't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I went to bed around 11 o'clock and started tossing.
Yeah.
I decided to go down to the kitchen for a glass of warm milk. Oh? I guess I ought to nibble on something light while the milk's boiling. Something light. Guess this'll be all right.
How, Daddy?
Why, Snooks. What are you doing out of bed?
The sheet slipped off.
Well, couldn't you put it back on the bed?
No. I got out to tuck myself in, and I found it wasn't there.
Well, go back and look for yourself and stay in bed.
Why?
Because I don't like to see you standing here in your nightie.
Shall I take it off?
No. Just go to your room and go to sleep.
It's too hot in my room, Daddy.
Well, take some ice cubes. Phew, it is hot at that.
Why aren't you sleeping, Daddy?
I've got insomnia. I'm hoping this light snack will put me to sleep.
Are you going to eat all them pork chops?
Why, of course not. I'll just eat two or three and a piece of cold lamb, possibly a couple of potatoes, but that's all.
Is that all?
Well, I can't decide about that pickle.
Big, ain't it?
Oh, it's not that. I'm not certain whether I can keep it on my stomach overnight.
I think it'll roll off, Dad.
I mean digest it. Oh, I don't suppose it'll hurt. Now look out, sir.
Why are you putting those beans away?
A man can't make a pig of himself.
No.
There. I guess that milk's just about ready. Take it off, Snooks.
All right, Daddy. Come on, have some.
Sure, drink it all. I'll take some cold beer.
I want some beer.
Snooks.
I want some beer.
Now, don't start acting insane. It's after midnight, the temperature must be around 100, and I haven't slept for 3 nights.
Why?
I told you I have insomnia. Now, go to bed and... let me relax.
It's so hot, my face is melting.
Well, that's perspiration. It's good for you.
Have you got it?
I'm swimming in it. Boy, it's really a stinger tonight.
Huh?
It's so hot, it stings.
I don't smell that.
I said stings.
Oh, I thought you
never
said...
Never mind what you thought. Now, go to sleep. Oh, hand me a dish towel, and I'll dry it.
Here, Daddy.
Hey, let me wipe your face, too. Oh, stand still. I'll comb your hair back and make you feel cooler.
Come here, Daddy.
What is it?
When you comb my hair, sparks come out.
Well, that's electricity in your hair.
I got electricity in my hair?
Yes.
Ain't we a wonderful family, Daddy?
Now, why do you say that?
I got electricity in my hair and you got gas on you.
No. All right. You're all combed and dry. Now run along to bed.
Good night.
Good night.
Daddy.
Yes?
Come on, get married.
Not tonight.
Why?
It's too hot.
Can I get married tomorrow?
If it cools off.
Did it cool off when you got married?
No, but it'll be a cold day when I do it again.
Good night. Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
Can you help me with my homework?
Oh, all right. Get your stuff and let's go to the bedroom. Might put me to sleep.
Why are you taking that little bottle?
These are sleeping tablets. I'm supposed to take another one at 1 o'clock.
I'll remind you, Daddy.
Okay. Where's your homework? Is this it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see how many of these questions you can answer by yourself.
Yeah.
First question, what's the shape of the earth?
Flat.
We're not talking about its condition. Just... what's the shape of my cufflinks?
Mm,
Are those the ones I wear on Sundays? What's the shape of the cufflinks I wear on weekdays?
Brown.
That's right. Yeah. Now, what's the shape of the earth?
No, we say square on Sundays.
Fine, put that down. Second question, what's the equator?
I don't know.
Well, the equator is an imaginary line that runs around the earth.
Can you let him out of the circus?
Let who out of the circus?
The lion.
I said line, not lion. An imaginary line. That means non-existent. Nothing. Put that down.
Nothing?
No. Write down the equator is an imaginary line running around the earth everywhere equally distant from the two poles and dividing the earth's surface into two hemispheres. You got that?
Uh-huh. Is there two Fs in hemisphere?
One F. Put it down. Here's the next question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Question. If you dig a hole through the center of the earth, where would you come out?
Answer. Through the hole.
No, they want to know which country. You dig a hole in America, you come out in Australia, I think. Put that down.
Are you sure, Daddy?
Well, I must be right, because the next question is about Australia.
Yeah.
Australia produces more sheep than any country in the world. Name the members of the sheep family.
Rudolph, Louis, and Sophie.
No. What's the father sheep called?
Daddy.
It's called a ram. The mother sheep is you.
Me?
Not me, you.
Is you the mummy sheep?
Yes. You is the mummy sheep.
Well, is it me or you?
It's neither of us. It's you, E-W-E. The daddy sheep is called a ram, the mummy is you, and the lamb is the baby. Put it down.
I got it.
Now, what have you got?
You're the mummy, ram the daddy, and lamb the baby.
You'll really mop up with this homework.
Yeah.
Now, here's the last question. Who discovered America?
Frank Morgan.
It was Columbus.
Who's she?
Who's she? Snooks. Is it possible you've never heard of Columbus? Could that be?
Could be.
Oh, that's incredible. Who conquered the ferocity of the seven seas? Who doggedly ruled his crew that his crazy dreams might be realized? Who fought against unspeakable odds to discover and make this country what it is today? Who? What are you yelling about?
I didn't do it.
No. It was Columbus. Oh, put that down on the paper and go to sleep. I'm getting drowsy.
Are you going back to the kitchen, Daddy?
No, I'll lie here on this couch. Hop in bed and go to sleep.
All right, Daddy. Good night.
Good night. Oh.
Daddy.
Yes?
Will you tell me a story?
Certainly. There was once a man who had insomnia. And he didn't sleep for 3 nights.
Yeah?
So his little girl asked him to help her with her homework.
Yeah.
And he did. Mm. Then he got very sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so happy.
Mm.
When sleep finally...
Daddy!
Huh? What happened?
Wake up quick!
What's the matter?
It's 1 o'clock!
Well, what of it?